Welcome back to the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. Back by popular demand, we have popular Erie County Sheriff John Garcia. He's running for re-election. He's unopposed. This shows the popularity and support in the general community that nobody wanted to run against him. To tell you a little bit about Sheriff John Garcia, he was elected as the 54th Sheriff of Erie County on November 2nd, 2021, and took office on January 1st, 2022. Sheriff John Garcia is a first-generation American who has dedicated his life to serving the citizens of Erie County. He has spent over 25 years in law enforcement and private security, delivering 21st-century law enforcement and security to the citizens of Erie County. A great law enforcement official and a gentleman. Let's talk about this horrible tragedy with the murder of Charlie Kirk, a man who was of deep faith, who always tried to bring people together, even with opposing viewpoints, and now he is dead. Let's talk about this horrible assassination, how we can prevent this type of atrocity. Sheriff John Garcia.
Well, first and foremost, thank you for the kind words, Brian. And, you know, I'm running unopposed because of the great work of the staff. They're the ones that make it happen, and they're our greatest asset. You know, when I saw the news about Charlie Kirk, I was very sad in that this great country, and this is where we're at. You know, you could have opposing views. We've had them. But, my God, there's no room for violence. This man, a husband, a father, and just bringing conservative thinking to campuses across the nation. And when we send our kids, as I did, my three daughters to college, that's what we want. We want them to get different points of view. And for somebody to not agree with someone else, that's fine. That happens. But there's no room for violence. And, you know, we saw what almost happened with the attempted assassination of our now president, Donald Trump. No room for violence, Brian. You know, some people have asked me, what can we do to prevent this? Obviously, there were a lot of failures with the assassination attempt of President Donald Trump. And campuses like this, they don't expect this kind of violence. As you saw from the videos, I'm sure, in the photographs, Mr. Kirk had some security around him on stage, but they don't do a outer perimeter, you know, the rooftops and so forth. And, you know, my God, is this what we've come to in this great nation? This great nation where we respect each other and the freedoms that we have. We're so fortunate that you're able to go to a college campus and educate students as to conservative views. And this is what we've come to. It's very sad.
This affects both sides of the aisle. Here we have a conservative murdered with a bullet in the neck. A few months ago in Minnesota, there were a couple legislators and spouses murdered on the other side of the aisle. So it doesn't seem to have any ideology-driven murder. It's just a sort of a sickness for people to take out their violent frustrations on fellow man. Do you see this as a right or left issue, or do you see this as a mental health issue? How do you analyze these assassinations?
Well, I see it as an issue where people are so angry now, Brian, with listening to somebody else's point of view. Obviously, you know, in Erie County, we always say a couple degrees of separation from each other. I have friends that, you know, they're different thinking when it comes to their political views, religious and so forth, and others. And we have conversations, but it never gets to violence. Now you see this violent, it's prevalent. And what bothers me is that I believe that it stems from a lot of it, that there's no repercussions, Brian. There's no repercussions. There's no one's being held responsible for smaller crimes. So people think now that they could do anything at all, and there won't be anything that will be done upon them. Maybe we need to reinstate a federal, death sentence. You know, I mean, this is an assassination, what happened in Minnesota and what happened to Mr. Kirk. So, you know, maybe perhaps what we need to look at is to have people think that, you know, this will not be not only accepted, but you too will be held responsible, and it will be life in prison and a chance of a death sentence. It's become very violent, very aggressive. If you see some of the issues that arise, it's a lot of it through social media, Brian, where people feel emboldened behind their computer or phone to really say some of the nastiest things towards others. And I don't know. I just think that at this point, both parties have to come together, and both parties have to kind of lower the temperature when it comes to the violence that we're seeing throughout.
Well said, well said. We're speaking with Popular Erie County Sheriff John Garcia, unopposed for re-election, which is a rarity. Very rarely does any official on a countywide basis face re-election and have no opposition. So it must be that he's doing a very fine job. Let's talk about cashless bail. John Garcia's predecessor used to talk in speeches that he'd have to arrest an individual 7 times in order to imprison the person because they do a crime, they hold up a little store, beat up the girlfriend, DWI, and they get appearance tickets. And the story was that this one man had to be arrested 8 times before he was incarcerated. This cashless bail doesn't seem to be working in New York State. Let's talk about cashless bail and how we can get rid of this law.
Well, again, you know, people need to be held accountable for their crimes. And, you know, we don't have room to, with this huge crime surge, to hold everyone in county jails and state jails throughout New York. When it comes to some of the petty crimes. But Brian, if somebody's committing this crime, as you said, 7-8 times, then that person obviously is a repeat offender and does not care about an appearance ticket, about returning to court even. There's so many outstanding warrants out there for people not returning to court. All this legislation that's been passed in Albany is all pro-criminal legislation. They have forgotten about the most important person, and that is the victim. The victim that the only time they encounter sometimes police is to report or their car or their house broken into. We have a rash of stolen cars throughout Erie County. And the people that are doing so are not being, you know, held in jail. The victims are angry about this. They feel violated. And, you know, for them, they don't understand how their vehicle, which is for a lot of people, their second biggest possession after their house, and now they're unable to go to work and take their kids to school and go to the doctor and so forth. And they're without it. And then when they get the car back, the damages, they a lot of times have to pay the deductible. And they say, who is being held accountable here? And we say, no one. And it's sad. And the legislators that are voting for this are out of touch with the people because the people are very, very angry about this, Brian. And what we see a lot too is with the break-ins and everything else, that a lot of the people that are committing this crime, they're underage. They're 16, 17, and 18. And with the raise the age law, they're held in juvenile custody. Now, they're basically almost men being held with younger people that are there that you're trying to rehab, and that causes an issue. So between raise the age, less is more, where people are put on parole and they violate their parole, and they violate it again, and they don't go to jail, Brian, and then with the cashless bail and then in the jails, look what happened in the State Commissioner of Corrections. 4,500 people quit or were fired by the State Commissioner of Docs because, not because they wanted more money or more benefits, they just didn't want to get assaulted anymore, Brian. In this HALT Act, which they come up with great names, Humane Alternative to Long-Term Solitary Confinement, sounds great on paper. If there was a vote within the facilities, the inmates would vote it down because they too are being sick. They're sick of being assaulted by these bullies and the small minority of people that are assaulting fellow inmates, corrections officers, and other staff. It is embarrassing what kind of legislation has come out of Albany. They don't care about law enforcement. They don't care about the public, and they really don't care about victims.
Well, we're getting an enlightenment from Sheriff John Garcia about the failures of our law enforcement system with cashless bail. If you're listening in Cheektowaga, Toronto, or Washington, D.C., to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power on the Bet AM 1520, please write to Brian Rusk, Rusk Report, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. This station has received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. We'd like to hear from you. Thank you to those who've called regarding our recent guests, Ambassador Carla Sands, former U.S. Senator Scott Brown, and Mayor Rich Maloney of Bracebridge, Ontario. Coming up, we're going to have Kofi Flynn Akins, who has a foundation helping the people of Ghana in Africa, and Muskoka area artist, famous realist artist, D.A. Dunford will be on the program. Little plug here. For over 60 years, the Ampol Legal newspaper has been Polonia's newspaper, following readers with news, feature articles, great columns, and recipes. Get this community newspaper delivered to your home or business each week for less than 70 cents. Visit the website www.ampollegal.com and click on the subscribe menu to order a print or digital edition. That's www.ampollegal.com or call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 for the Ampol Legal newspaper. A little bit more information about our popular Erie County Sheriff, John Garcia. In his first term as Erie County Sheriff, he is working to modernize the sheriff's office, equipping officers to face the complex challenges of 2022 and beyond. Sheriff John Garcia. There's a lot of the problem with the rise in crime in Western New York and nationally in the last 10 years. Is this have a lot to do with mental health crisis and challenges of perhaps many that should be institutionalized that can't cope with the world we live in, and they need mental health help? Let's talk about that. Sheriff John Garcia.
Yes, Brian. Absolutely. Jails are not supposed to be a place to house people with mental health issues. And unfortunately, not only in Erie County, throughout every county jail and New York State and New York State Department of Corrections. There's a lot of people that have mental health issues and end up in jail. And we have seen here in the Erie County jails, we have the two, obviously, and about 68% of the people that we house are on psychotropic medication to deal with their mental health issues. We also have, unfortunately, but fortunately at the same time, a robust medication-assisted treatment program for those that are opiate addicted. And a lot of times what happens is people come off the street, and they come off the street and, you know, they're using street drugs, Brian, to mask a lot of the mental health issues. And it could be anxiety, depression, bipolar, and so forth. And they're using street drugs. And, you know, our job is to assess those that are coming in, ensuring that they're taken care of. If it's medication that they're needed, counseling, or both, that we facilitate that. But, you know, I was at a meeting this week, and there was a person that came in from Dallas, and they were doing a study where a lot of the 9/11 calls that come into the system, only 5% were coded as mental health-related calls. But when they really dug into it and they talked to the deputies or officers, depending on the area, they saw that about 65% of the calls are mental health-related calls. And that's just shocking, Brian. That is shocking. And it's shocking that if you have a loved one, if you have a colleague, a family member, a neighbor, a neighbor's friend, whomever, and you want to try to get them in front of a psychiatrist, psychologist, a mental health professional, you're months away, maybe 6 months away, when you need them today. It's easier to get into a cardiologist, a surgeon, whatever the physical needs are, but we have a huge issue with a lack of mental health professionals out there to deal with this problem. And we saw a surge after COVID, and people are, you know, we're social animals, Brian, and all of a sudden a lot of people were at home by themselves. And, you know, it came out of there with a surge in not only mental health issues, but domestic violence. So, yes, to answer your question, the short answer is absolutely we need an alternative to incarceration for those that are suffering from mental health issues. We had this woman, my first year in office in 2022 here in Erie County from Springville, and went to Erie County CPAP 68 times, and revolving door. And, you know, they have great people that work there and at ECMC, and they just can't deal with the volume. She went back to Springville and started an apartment building on fire.
Terrible.
Terrible, yeah. Terrible. And it could have caused deaths. She got charged with arson. And, you know, we need an alternative. And I know they're building a sort of like an immediate care kind of facility on Niagara Street, the old Columbus Hospital, to deal with some of it, but we need a lot more. If you have any physical ailments, Brian, you could go to any of our great hospitals here in the area for our cardiac issues, you know, Buffalo General Trauma, ECMC, Roswell for cancer. Where do you go for psychiatric help? Brian Lynn, wonderful people there. Wonderful people there. They cannot deal with the volume. You're waiting in line to get in and see somebody. It's a shame. So what happens is people commit crimes. The family can't deal with, you know, their loved one. The person commits crimes, and they end up in police custody. It's a shame. It's actually embarrassing. In 2025, in Erie County, that we haven't solved this problem.
We're talking with a man who's very popular with the residents of Erie County, unopposed for re-election. John Garcia, Sheriff of Erie County, our chief law enforcement officer in Western New York. If you're listening in Tonawanda, Montreal, or Manhattan, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, Rusk Report, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Special thanks to Mickey Pawlenski, who helped set up this program as the assistant to the Sheriff of Erie County, John Garcia. A little more information. From investments in training and raising professional standards to improve responses to mental health incidents, Sheriff John Garcia is making Erie County safer for all residents, and we thank him with the Bet AM 1520. Let's talk a little bit about internet abuse. There's a lot of talk that this man who assassinated Charlie Kirk was going to these far-out internet sources and becoming indoctrinated and assisted to perform this assassination. We have a lot of bullying on the internet, a lot of abuse on the internet, causing tremendous problems for young people and teenagers with bullying. Let's talk about internet abuse with social media and what we can do about it. Erie County Sheriff John Garcia.
So we saw one of the biggest tragedies that Erie County ever saw with the Tops massacre. And there was a individual who got indoctrinated, you know, through the internet, and came to Buffalo and did a massacre, a racist massacre. And after that, we set up a behavioral threat assessment team. It's comprised of six investigators that now could deal with a lot of the issues that we did not have the expertise to. And this is something that with police work evolves over the years. Back when, I remember with the Buffalo Police Department, there were various squads that now don't exist, and we keep evolving. But we didn't have a resource, or I should say teachers and some corporation and so forth. They didn't have the resources to deal with a lot of this bullying that's going on in schools and in the workplaces and so forth, Brian. And now we have a team of professionals that are able to deal with this, to find the IP addresses, to make the arrests, to hold people accountable. At the beginning of the school year, we saw a lot of threats to other, fellow students, to the school itself. And people are hiding behind these computer screens. You know, it's a very cowardly act. And they do get indoctrinated and so forth. And you saw that with this individual that assassinated Mr. Kirk. And it's a shame. And I can tell you this, we are very proactive in going through the threats that are out there. And you spoke earlier about the Minnesota elected officials and her husband that were assassinated too. And we have to get ahead of this. And we're getting better. We're getting better. But I got to tell you, Brian, I've never seen so many, and I'm going to call them cowards, hiding behind computer screens and threatening fellow students, teachers, coworkers, members of the community, elected officials, and everybody else. It's definitely a huge issue.
Let's talk about assistance from Washington. It seems that a crime was reduced in the last month in Washington, D.C. from 30% to 80% by having federal assistance. But a lot of elected officials around the country criticize this effort. If you had a crime crisis in Erie County and Washington wanted to bring in FBI, ICE agents, Department of Justice support, federal marshals. Wouldn't you greet that to reduce crime? Wouldn't that help you, Sheriff John Garcia?
Well, my job, as the Constitution states, is to be the county jailer and also to keep the peace in the county. So if there's a rash of murders like occurred in D.C. where you can't even go out and have dinner without being or attempted robbery or harassed in any way, they had a very, very serious issue. The answer is, what do the people want? The people want to safely live their life, Brian.
Right.
And that is what they deserve. Now, you see what happened in New York State Department of Corrections. They lost all those fine people just because they just couldn't take the working conditions anymore. The working conditions. They were tired of getting, bodily fluids thrown at them, having to work 24 hours a day, getting assaulted by inmates. And the governor brought in the National Guard into the jails. And that's, at times what you need to do. If there's a crime wave that you can't deal with, you're going to bring everybody. I mean, we work with our federal and state partners when it comes to investigating narcotics case and gangs and so forth. And we work very, very well. Very well. And we have outstanding outcomes.
I'm sorry, Sheriff John Garcia, we have to bring the program to a close. We've learned so much from you about important efforts to improve law enforcement. Special thanks to Mickey Pawensky for helping set this program up and to Kevin Carr, Director of Production, for the last 20 years. Thank you for enlightening us once again. Backed by popular demand, Erie County Sheriff John Garcia. Have a great week.